Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Audiobook Break from Audiophile Magazine. This season, we're featuring the Japanese-American Civil Liberties Collection from LA Theater Works. Today, we begin Act 1 of No-No Boy by Ken Narasaki, directed by Annalise Erickson and based on the novel by John Okada. It stars Greg Watanabe, Emily Kuroda, and a full cast. Tune in on Thursday for Act 2. Now let's listen to more about the production from LA Theater Works producing director, Susan Loewenberg.
LA Theater Works presents No-No Boy by Ken Narasaki, adapted from the novel by John Okada, directed by Annalise Erickson. No-No Boy is sponsored by the California Civil Liberties Public Education Program, a state-funded grant project of the California State Library. Starring Kurt Kanazawa, Emily Kuroda, John Miyasaki, Ken Narasaki, Sharon Omi, Joy Osmansky, Saab Shimono, Greg Watanabe, and Paul Yen. During World War II, a number of Japanese Americans were sent to relocation camps and prison after refusing to join the U.S. Army to fight against Japan. Upon their release, they became outcasts, shunned by their communities, friends, and families alike. Based on the classic novel, Ken Narasaki's groundbreaking play follows the story of Ichiro Yamada, who tries to navigate a post-war America that wants nothing to do with him. And now, No-No Boy by Ken Narasaki, adapted from the novel by John Okada, produced by LA Theater Works.
Question 27.
Are you willing to serve in the armed forces of the United States on combat duty wherever ordered?
Question 28.
Will you swear unqualified allegiance to the United States of America and faithfully defend the United States from any or all attack by foreign or domestic forces and forswear any form of allegiance?
Question 27.
Are you?
I am Japanese, and you are my son.
Question 28. Will you?
You, Mr. Judge. You can't make me go in the Army because I'm not an American, or you wouldn't have plucked me and mine from a life that was good and real and meaningful and fenced me in the desert like they do the Jews in Germany.
Question 27, are you willing to serve?
I can't go, Mr. Judge, because my brother's in the Japanese Army, and if I go, I might end up shooting him.
Question 28, will you swear unqualified?
I won't go, Mr. Judge, because if you think we're the same kind of rotten Japanese that dropped the bombs on Pearl Harbor, and I guess you do, or I wouldn't be here having to explain to you why it is that I won't go and protect sons of bitches like you.
Question 27.
Yeah, if you let my parents out of prison, and how about my Oba-san and Oji-san while you're
question
at it?
Question 28.
You are my son.
Question.
You, Mr. Judge, who supposedly represent justice.
Question.
Was it just a thing to ruin 100,000 lives and homes and farms and businesses and dreams and hopes?
27.
Because 100,000 were just 100,000 Japs.
28.
So we're guilty. What did we do, huh? What did we do?
Forswear. Serve. Unqualified allegiance. A Jap
no.
is a Jap
no,
is
no,
a Jap.
No.
Once upon a time, an old man and his wife found a giant peach floating in the river. They prepared to cut the peach in half when it split open, and a baby boy jumped out, saying, "The God of heaven saw how lonely you were, so he sent me to be your son."
Christ, what the hell am I doing back here? Best thing I could do would be to kill some son of a bitch and head back to prison.
Ichi! Hey, Ichi! Amento, remember? What the hell? It's been a long time, but not that long. How have you been? What's doing?
Well, that is... I'm...
Last time must have been before Pearl Harbor. God, it's been a while, hasn't it? 4 years. Lots of Japs coming back to the coast. Lots of Japs in Seattle. You'll see them around. Japs are funny that way. Gotta have their rice and sake and other Japs. Stupid, I say. The smart ones went to Chicago and New York and lots of places back east. But there's still plenty coming back this way. Cigarette?
No.
Well, I'll have one. Got to have it in the army. Just got out a short while back. Rough time, but I made it. Didn't get out in time to make the quarter, but I'm planning to go to school. How long you been around?
Just got in. Haven't been home yet.
When'd you get discharged?
I never was in.
No need to look so sour. So you weren't in. So what? Been in camp all this time?
No. It's been a long time, I know, but I'm really anxious to see the folks.
No boy, huh? Rotten, no good bastard! I'll piss on you next time!
The old man and woman were very happy and raised the boy to be a fine young man. When he grew up, he told them, "I am so grateful for the love and care you have given me." His mother said, "Of course, we did our best for you. It was our duty, just as it will be your duty to care for us someday. A parent's duty is to the child. A child's duty is to his parents." Momotaro told them, "I will pay you back now by going to fight the demons on Ogre Island and bring back the treasure they stole from our people to make you proud of me." And so the couple decided to let him go.
Taro, you're working the counter now? Wow, you got big.
You got out.
Yeah. Hey, how you been?
Better than you.
Yeah? Yeah, probably so. You about through with school?
Next June.
What then? College?
Army.
Ichiro?
I'm out of here.
Taro, come back here. Oh, Ichiro, you have come home. How good that you have come home. Come to the back.
Hi, Pa. Where's Ma?
Mom's gone to the bakery. Sit.
What for?
Bread. Bread for the store.
Don't they deliver?
Yeah, they deliver.
What the hell is she doing at the bakery, then?
Oh, it's good business, Ichiro. The truck comes in the morning. We take enough for morning business. For the afternoon, we get soft, fresh bread. Mama goes to the bakery.
What bakery?
Wonder Bread.
On 19th?
Yeah.
How much do you make on the bread?
Let's see. 3-4 cents? Depends.
How many loaves does Ma get?
10 or 12. Depends.
The bus. How much is it?
Oh, let's see. 15 cents for one time. Tokens are 2 for 25 cents.
Christ, Pa, what else do you give away?
Huh?
Figure it out. Say you make 35 cents on 10 loaves. You take the bus up and back, that's 25 cents shot. That leaves 10 cents. What are you running a business for? Your health?
Mama walks.
What?
Let me get you.
Sit down.
Yeah, Ichiro. I forget. You come home from such a long time gone. We should talk.
Sorry, Pa. I'm a little on edge. Cigarette?
Yeah. Ichiro, I understand. Was it hard?
No, it was fun.
You are sorry you said no?
I'm okay, Pa. It's finished. Done and finished. No use talking about it.
True. It is done, and there is no use to talk. Mama! Ichiro! Ichiro is here!
Papa, put the bread away. Ichiro, you're back. I'm happy that you're back. I am proud to call you my son.
I've been talking with Pa.
After a while, you and I, Ichiro, my son, we will talk also. Papa, come.
Doesn't like my not being in the store when she is out. I tell her the bell tinkles, but she doesn't understand.
Why do you let her push you around like that?
She's mama.
God! I'm going to lie down.
Ichiro? Okay, you rest. It's okay.
What did I expect? That things would be different? Just because the world went crazy doesn't mean that anything changed.
Momotaro's parents were so proud of Momotaro for wanting to help their people. They gave him a sword and armor and fixed him a good lunch of millet dumplings and made him promise that he would come back soon.
Ichiro!
What?
Time to get up.
Taro, wait. About the army.
What about it?
You could get in a year or two before the draft. I read somewhere you can take an exam now and get a deferment if your showing is good enough. A fellow's got to have all the education he can get, Taro.
I don't want an education. I want in.
Ma, no?
Who cares?
She won't like it.
Doesn't matter.
Why so strong about the army? Can't you wait? They'll get you soon enough.
Not soon enough for me.
Why? Why? Is it because of me? What I did?
What did you do?
Don't mind him. He never home except to eat and sleep.
When does he study?
He doesn't.
Why don't you do something about it?
I tell him. Mama tells him. Makes no difference. It's the war. The war and the camp life made the kids as wild as stray cats.
Yeah, sure.
Papa, watch the store. Come, Ichiro. We must go and see the Kumasakas. They will wish to know that you are back.
Ma, I don't want to see the Kumasakas. Let's go some other night. Ma! Oh, jeez.
You must go back to school.
I don't feel much like going to school.
What will you do?
I don't know.
With an education, your opportunities in Japan will be unlimited. You must go and complete your studies.
Ma, I'm not going to Japan. Nobody's going to Japan. The war is over. Japan lost.
You believe that?
Yes, I believe it. I know it. Do you see the great Japanese army walking down the streets?
The boat is coming and we must be ready.
The boat?
Yes. Do you see this?
What does it say?
To you who are loyal and honorable Japanese, the victorious Japanese government is presently making preparations to send ships which will return to Japan those residents in foreign countries who have steadfastly maintained their faith and loyalty to our emperor. The Japanese government regrets that the responsibilities arising from victory compels them to delay the sending of the vessels and asks that you ignore the propaganda about the fictitious Allied victory. The day of glory is close at hand. Hold your head high and make ready for the journey, for the ships are coming.
Who wrote that?
A friend in Brazil. We are not alone.
We are alone. This whole thing is crazy. You're crazy. I'm crazy. We made a mistake. Let's admit it.
There's been no mistake. The letter confirms everything.
Sure. It confirms that there's crazy people all over the world. Listen, Ma, if Japan won the war, what the hell are we doing here? What are you doing running a grocery store? It doesn't figure. It doesn't figure because you just put your money on the wrong horse. I've had 2 years to think about what I've done, and you can't tell me you still believe that craziness.
We're here. We'll talk later when you are feeling better. I'm not the one saying that the ship's coming. It's in the letter. Think more deeply and your doubts will disappear. You are my son, Ichiro.
There is a time when you used to smile a mother's smile and tell me stories about gallant and fierce warriors who protected their lords with blades of shining steel. Except I didn't slay any demons. They slayed me.
They think they know everything. That Watanabe boy? So warui. He showed me all the pictures he had taken in Japan. He had many of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I told him that he must be mistaken because Japan did not lose the war. He had been fooled by their lies. He yelled so much his mother had to tell him to be quiet. And I asked him if he had ever been in Japan before and could he prove that he was actually there. He said, "Look at the pictures." And I said the army only told him he was in Japan, and it was too bad he believed in the propaganda. Then he got so mad his face went white, and he said, "How do you know anything? How do you know you're you?"
How do you know you're you?
June has just come up from Los Angeles, Yamada-san, and he is perhaps a little tired.
Sorry.
I try not to hate them, but I have no choice but to point them out to the authorities when the ships come.
Ma.
That's okay, Ichiro. Such an interesting story, Yamada-san. Ichiro, will you be going back to the university?
Yeah, I'll have to think about it.
He will go when the new term begins. With a college education, one can go far in Japan.
Bobby always wanted to go to the university and study medicine. He would have made a fine doctor. Always studying and reading. Is that not so, Ichiro?
Sure. Bob was always pretty studious. Where is Bob?
Oh, Bobby.
Mr. Kumasaka?
June, you're his body, right?
That's right.
Please, as a favor to us all, will you explain it again for Ichiro?
Gosh, I don't know.
Please.
Well, okay. The way it happened, Bobby and I, we had just gotten back to the rest area. Everybody was feeling good because there was a lot of talk about the Germans surrendering. All the fellas were cleaning their equipment. We'd been up in the lines for a long time and everything was pretty well messed up. When you're getting shot at, you don't worry about how crummy your things get. But the minute you pull back, they gotta have inspection. So we were cleaning things up. Bobby was sitting beside me and he was talking about how he was going to medical school to become a doctor.
Go on, Jun.
Bobby was like that. Me and the other guys, all we talked about was drinking and girls and stuff like that because it's important to talk about those things when you make it back from the front on your own power. But Bobby, all he thought about was going to school. I was saying, "Yeah, yeah," and then there was this pinging noise nearby. I cussed and I said, "Gee, that was damn close." And I looked around and I saw Bobby's head slumped between his knees. I thought he was fooling around, and I tapped him on the arm, and he slumped over. And I saw the dark spot on his head where the bullet had gone through. And that was it. Ping, and he's dead. It doesn't figure, but that's how it happened.
Ma! Where are you going? I'm so sorry.
You don't have to say anything, Ichiro. I am sorry for you.
She's just...
try to understand her, Ichiro. Just try.
Yakamashi!
Ichiro!
I thought you'd be in bed, Pa.
Waiting for you. Your first night home. I want to put you to bed.
Sure. Sure. I know how it is.
Drink. You have to drink a little to be a man, you know?
Sure, Pa.
Oh.
God! How can you drink this stuff?
Only the first one or two is bad. After that, it gets easier.
You drink all this?
Yeah, tonight.
That's quite a bit.
Yes, but I finish.
What are you celebrating?
Life.
What's wrong, Pa?
Nothing's wrong. Ichiro, I celebrate you. You are home, and I am happy.
Things pretty rough?
No. We don't get rich, but we make enough.
What do you do with yourself?
Do?
Many people think Japan won the war.
No.
What do you think?
No.
Why?
I read, I hear, I see.
Why don't you tell Ma?
Your mama is sick, Ichiro. These letters are from Japan. Brothers and cousins and nephews and people I hardly remember. Letters from your mama's family. They all beg for sugar and money and clothes and rice and tobacco and candy, anything. I read these letters and drink and cry and drink because these people are suffering so horribly. And there's nothing I can do.
Well, why don't you send them some stuff?
Mama won't let me.
Oh, come on, Pa.
She says those letters are not from Japan. They are propaganda. She won't let me send money or food because it's all a trick. I can't tell her. She's wrong.
I'm going to sleep, Pa.
Ichiro.
Yeah.
I am sorry. You went to prison.
Forget it. Just forget it.
So far, over 60 Japanese-American men have refused to report for induction into the armed forces of the United States. By their actions, these young men have injured the cause of loyal Japanese-Americans everywhere.
Indictment for violation of Section 11 of the Selective Training and Service Act of 1940.
Disloyal Japs on trial.
The court, under the authority delegated, finds the defendant guilty as charged in the indictments.
Where are they moving me? Can you tell me? Where am I going now?
What is it, Ichiro?
Nothing.
You are not ill?
No.
Not sick for sure?
No. Damn it, I'm fine, Pa. I'm fine.
I cook breakfast for you right away.
Good morning, Ichiro. Did you sleep well?
Sure. I feel like singing.
I did not tell you about Kumasaka-san's boy because it was not important. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand, but it doesn't matter.
The Germans did not kill Kumasaka-san's boy.
Of course not. It was an accident.
Germans, Americans, accident. Those things are not important. It was not the boy, but the mother who is to blame. And now they are both dead.
Bob is dead.
No, the mother is dead because she did not conduct herself as a Japanese. And no longer being Japanese, she is dead.
And you, Ma? What about you and Pa?
We are Japanese.
And me?
You are my Japanese son.
And that makes everything all right, does it? That makes it all right that Bob is dead, that war was fought and hundreds of thousands killed and maimed, and that I was 2 years in prison.
Yes.
What happens if I decide that I'm not Japanese after all, that I'm an American?
I will die, because you will have turned your back on us.
You're crazy.
That is what they all say. I see it in their faces, and I feel it on their lips, but they do not mean it. They say it because they are frightened of me, and because they envy my strength, which is the strength of Japan.
Stop it, Pa!
Ichiro!
I've got to get out of here. I'm going to go crazy. Pa, where's Freddy Akimoto-san's boy? Where does he live?
He moved back to 19th Street.
I got to talk to him.
Ichiro, take this.
That's a lot of money, Pa. I won't need that.
Take. Go to a movie with Freddy. Eat someplace nice. Have a good time.
Okay, Pa. Thanks.
The journey to the sea was long, and as he walked along the road, he came upon a spotted dog who growled at him at first. Momotaro gave him one of his kibidango and told the dog he was going to fight the demons on Oni Island. The dog told him he wanted to go along to fight the demons too, so the two of them traveled on together.
What do you want?
I'm looking for Freddy Akimoto. He lives next door to you, doesn't he?
Freddy always sleeps late. You can pound until he hears you, or you're welcome to sit in my place and wait. Freddy's a good friend of mine.
Thanks, just the same, but I'm kind of anxious to see him.
You tell Freddy I'll have breakfast for him. Why don't you come with him? 2A.
I'll tell him.
Who is it? For Christ's sake, who is it?
Freddy, it's Itchy!
Itchy boy! You got out! They let you out!
About time, I say, about time!
Come in. What time is it?
10 o'clock, or thereabouts.
No wonder I'm sleepy. How've you been, huh?
I just got home yesterday. What about you? Been out a while, huh?
They just kept me in Tule Lake as long as they could. But when they couldn't trade us to Japan, they had to let us out.
What?
You should have been like me and say no, no from the very beginning, instead of waiting for them to draft you. They put a bunch of us in Tule Lake, and once the war was over, they had to let us go. Sit down. I'm gonna get dressed.
Rub it in, why don't you?
Heck, you know I'm kidding. Actually, maybe we all should have done what you did. Said yes, yes. We're loyal, but heck no, we're not gonna fight until you let our families out of hell, right?
I don't know anymore.
Itchy. I've been worried about you. Was it rough? Out of smokes. Nuts. Got some?
Sure. Catch.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm done with all that. What I really want to know is, how's it going out here?
It's all crap. That's how it's going. That's what I've been telling them. I got my life to live, and they got theirs. They try telling me something, I tell them shit. I did what I did. I'm proud of what I did. I don't go trumpeting about in their face. And I don't expect anyone to pat me on the back about it, neither.
You haven't had no trouble?
Trouble? What for? You and me, we made our choices. And suddenly we ain't so popular with our old friends. So what? Doesn't mean we gotta stop living.
What have you been doing?
Living. I've been having a good time. I thought about catching up the entire time I was rotting away in those places. And goddammit, I'm getting laid. I'm having fun. I'm catching up.
What happens after you catch up?
Maybe I won't.
So what happens if you don't?
Stop with the moralizing, Itchy. I'm doing all right. Don't make me out to be as miserable as you are.
I just thought you, of all people, would know.
I do know. You know what I did the first week? I sat on my fanny for a whole week thinking. And I came to a conclusion. I've got no brains in my fanny. So I got off my fanny and went next door to 2A and stayed on her fanny until her old man come home, if you know what I'm saying.
Freddy, I've got something hot and round for you.
See, Itchy? Smells good. Thanks, baby. Mwah. Funny, ain't it? I'm the guy who used to be so damn particular about dames. She's nothing but a fat pig, but now I can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of her. Bet she gave you the once-over.
How long you expect to get away with it?
Ah, can it? I know what you're thinking, and I don't give a damn. In the meanwhile, I got something to hang on to. Sure. You can laugh about it now. It's as funny as hell, huh? I'll lay you two bits you wish you had an anchor like her before the week's out. You can get pretty lonely when all of a sudden you've turned invisible to the guys you grew up with. All she wants is me, the way I am. No questions. And she likes me. No matter what anyone else says.
Sure. I see her point.
I don't think you do. Me, I've been out and around. I seen Kaz one day. Used to shoot Megs together. That's how long I known him. He's going to school on the GI. He was glad as hell to see me, stuck his hand out. Then he remembered who I was and said something about being in a hurry and took off. That's how it is. Everyone wants to blame us for what happened. No one wants to blame Roosevelt.
Yeah, like Eto.
That jerk. What'd he do, spit on you?
Yeah, how do you know?
We got troubles. But that stupid crud's got more than us, and he ain't even got enough sense to know it. 6 months he was in the army. 6 lousy months, and he wrangled a medical discharge. And now he pretends to be a hero. He ever tries that on me, I'll stick a knife in him.
Maybe he's got a right to his opinion.
Nobody's got a right to spit on you. Here.
Keep him. I'll get some on the way home.
What? You ain't going yet, are you? You just come.
I'll see you again, Freddy. I want to look around by myself. You know how it is. Maybe catch a bus and ride all over town. I feel like it.
Sure, sure. Buzz me on the phone. I'm in the book. We guys get together every Friday for poker. We could sure use a sixth hand.
What guys?
Guys like you and me. Guys from Tule Lake. Some you know from Minidoka, some you don't. You think you got it bad. There's even a guy who renounced his citizenship. They were going to send that poor SOB back, but they couldn't work out a deal. Turns out Japan didn't want him either. Ain't that nuts?
Yeah.
So, Friday, poker.
Give me a little time, Freddy. I just need a little time to straighten out.
You've been stewing about it for 2 years. How much time you need? Wise up, Itchy. We did the right thing. Hey, Itchy, wise up.
Momotaro and the spotted dog kept on walking until they met a monkey. The monkey screamed at the dog, but Momotaro told him about their journey to Oni Island, and the monkey decided to join them on their march to the sea.
Wise up.
Hey, wise up!
Sorry, I didn't see...
Hey, Itchy? Itchy Yamada?
Kenji Kano?
What's left of me, at least.
What? Your leg? What happened to... how have you been?
I've been better. You headed back to the university?
I was thinking about it, but it's not the same. Or maybe I'm not the same.
Join the club. So what are your plans?
Haven't got any.
Yeah, we've got something in common then.
Why?
I haven't got any either. Need a ride? What a ticket. I'll file it with the rest.
Wow. New car?
Yeah. Got it for being a good patient. Get in. They gave me a medal, too. Silver Star. A medal, a car, a pension, all for packing a rifle.
Better than a kick in the pants. Man, football star, track star, now hero?
You forgot. I was one heck of a dancer.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Some guys have all the luck, huh?
I'm sorry, Kenji.
Don't be. I'm glad to see you.
Maybe you shouldn't be.
Why not?
I wasn't in the army, Ken. I was in jail. I was a draft resister. Want me to get out?
Why'd you do it?
You want to know something funny?
Try me.
I thought I knew, and it might have made sense to me at one time, but after a while, whatever was in my head went straight into my gut.
Roll down your window.
What?
Turned out to be a pretty nice day.
You're nuts.
I should beat you to death with my cane, but I won't.
What?
You want to cut off your conscience like they cut off my leg?
I can't hear you. What?
They cut off my leg!
I'm sorry.
I was lucky. The doctors didn't have to work too hard cutting off my leg because that machine gun had done a pretty good job. They were pretty proud about saving my knee. Makes things easier with a sound knee, you know?
I don't know what to say.
They gave me a fake leg, and it worked out pretty well. Only after a while, it started to hurt. I went into the hospital, and turned out that there's something rotten in my leg that's eating it away. So they cut off a little more and gave me a new leg. It wasn't long before I was back in, and they whacked off another chunk. This time, they took off more than they had to, just to make sure they got all the rottenness. That was 5 months ago. A couple of days ago, I noticed the pain's coming back.
Bad?
Bad enough.
You'll get well. They've got ways nowadays.
I know a way to get well. For a little while. I like it here. I could just live here. Working up to a nice, lazy feeling. Just by hoisting my arm every once in a while. Better than morphine.
Sounds good.
But not for you.
Why not?
You're not dying.
Sometimes I wish I was.
Don't say that. You can't say that. Not to me.
Sorry.
I'm just saying. Don't blame yourself.
Then who's to blame?
Doesn't matter. Blame the world. Blame the war. Blame the dummies who bought all the lies, but don't blame yourself.
I remember the first time I laid a girl. She was a redhead in my history class.
Redhead? You mean you laid Velma Thorson?
I guess. Actually, she laid me. I was scared. But I was more scared after it was done. Worried about it for weeks. Worried that her parents would find out. Worried that she'd get pregnant. I thought I had troubles then.
Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
When I was in prison, believe me, I thought about Velma a lot. Another round, please.
Prison? That's rough.
Rougher than getting shot at?
No. I don't know. Who would know?
Christ's sake, if it ain't Peg Leg.
Eto?
Come on, sit with us. I'll fix you up.
I'm with a friend.
God damn it, the no-no boy. Brand new suit. Damn near got it all cruddy.
Cut it out, Eto.
Those damn no-no boys don't look so good without the striped uniform, do they?
Go on, Eto. Your girlfriend's waiting.
What's with you, Gimpy? Nuts or something? Sitting with this guy?
Go on back to your girl.
Sure, sure. Hey, Mr. War Hero. Any friend of yours? Is a friend of yours.
Let's get out of here.
No.
He's a dumb lug. He doesn't even know what he's saying.
He knows what he's saying, and he means it. They all mean it. I can see it in their faces.
Then you're looking too hard.
I can feel it.
Then you're feeling too much.
Two more. Sons of bitches. That's what they are. Dirty, no-good sons of bitches.
You know what? I agree. Hey, slow down.
You are too.
Sure, that's right. World's full of us.
Everybody except me. I'm not even a son of a bitch. I'm nothing. I'm no one. I'm a joke. I'm a mistake.
No, you're not. You're just drunk.
I'm just getting started. I'm gonna get stinko so I can be a son of a bitch too.
You don't want to be a son of a bitch.
I do.
No, you don't. Hey, Itchy. Careful.
Kenji, you're okay. You've already done plenty for me, and you don't have to. You're a goddamn hero, so I'll tell you what. I'm gonna do something for you. You go over there, sit with your friend, the monkey in the suit, and I'll go out the door and forget I ever saw you. Slate's clean. Your hands are clean. You're clean. Fair enough?
Hey! Ichiro!
Hey, it's for horses, Taro. I'm your brother.
I want to talk to you, brother.
Talk then.
Come on outside.
I like it right here.
I'll go. I have to hit the John anyway.
No, stay. Piss on the floor if you have to. This ought to be good. My brother's finally got something to say to me, and I want you, my friend, to hear it. Well, Taro, what is it? What do you want to say to me?
Come outside and I'll tell you.
Ah, oh, for Christ's sake, don't make me do that.
Come on, big brother, ain't you been sitting long enough?
Good point.
I'll come with you.
Nope. This is a family powwow. Keep my glass warm and I'll be right back. Hey, slow down. Where the hell are you going?
Hey, looky here, Taro. You got a traitor following you.
I thought I smelled something yellow.
You mean it's scared?
Too scared to fight, that's for sure.
You think it'd fight back if I gave it a kick?
Oh, look out. Looks like he might bite.
Just like a dog.
Except dogs don't wear pants.
Right. We can't let it run around with pants on. People will think it's human.
All right. Knock it off.
This is none of your business.
It is now.
Hey, pig leg. We're on your side!
You're not on my side!
Out of the hell with this, I'm out of here!
And Toto, you are not my brother!
You got that right. I am not your brother!
Well, I'm glad he's not your brother.
Yeah.
Because that guy's a son of a bitch. Come on. Don't make me carry you. I don't have the balance.
Where the hell are we going?
We're going to meet a friend.
Now? What time is it?
Doesn't matter. You need help.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly sober.
She won't mind.
She?
She. She's a friend of mine. She can help you, and you know what? I think you can help her.
And then, Momotaro and his new friends continued their journey, and they came across a beautiful pheasant. When Momotaro told the pheasant what they were doing, she wanted to go with them to Oni Island too. The animals snarled and bickered until Momotaro told them that they must put aside their differences if they were going to fight the demons.
Wait here. Be right back.
You left your car running. You thinking of making a quick getaway?
I've got a friend inside, sleeping it off. It's cold out there.
To what do I owe the pleasure of this late night visit?
Heard from anyone lately?
My dad wrote.
How is he?
Sick. Sick of Japan, sick of the rotten food, and sick of being stuck there.
No hope of coming back?
No.
Nothing from Ralph?
Ralph's not the writing kind, you know that.
Still love the guy?
Why do you always ask?
If I were you, and my husband signed up for another hitch in Germany without coming home or asking me, I'd stop loving him. I'd divorce him.
You say that every time you come out here, and every time you say it, I say it's none of your business.
You're right. It's not.
So when are you going to stop asking?
Sorry. Getting to be a habit.
You want some coffee?
Sure. Could you make some for my friend? Hey, Ichiro! Make yourself comfortable.
Here. Piano, huh?
Ralph? I'm sorry. I thought you were... You look just like... You reminded me of someone sitting there like that.
Hey, you're right. He does look like Ralph. Emmy, that's Ichiro. Ichiro, Emmy.
Hello.
Can you play chopsticks? A duet?
Let's see.
Not bad.
I try.
Hey, when did you learn how to play?
I learned from an old German guy named Burke. He made music with the same hands he used to choke his wife to death. He taught me in prison.
You were in prison?
Yeah. Murder.
What?
He's kidding.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Sorry. It was because of the war.
You can say that about a lot of things.
It was the draft. I didn't go.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Don't be. I'm sorry enough for two.
Let me get the coffee.
Where are we?
Out in the country, away from it all. You'll see what it's like in the morning. We can sleep here. Emmy doesn't mind.
Enjoy your coffee, boys. It's awful late. I'm going to bed.
I'll sack out here.
You'll both sack out there.
What's going on?
Why do you ask?
Where are we supposed to sleep?
Well, I've got this couch.
What about me?
You're sleeping in the bedroom.
Which one?
There's only one. Listen, she needs you. She waited 4 years for Ralph to come back. We were in the same outfit, and Ralph signed up for another hitch. Asked me to look her up to tell her that he wasn't coming back for a while. Would you wait?
I'll sack out here.
What? Are you crazy? You've been in jail too long. Besides, there's no room.
Then I'll sack out in the car.
Don't sleep in the car, Ichiro. You'll freeze out there.
Go on.
Nice house.
Thanks.
You live here all alone?
Yes. My mom died in 39. My dad's in Japan. He got repatriated and now he's stuck there. It's crazy, huh?
My mom thinks Japan won the war.
So did my dad. Guess he doesn't anymore.
What makes them that way?
They're Japanese.
Is that why I did what I did?
You are no more Japanese than I am. I meant, they're crazy.
Maybe I was crazy.
Maybe we were all crazy.
Do you think I'm still crazy?
I don't know.
Why don't you know? Can't you tell?
Maybe you just made a mistake.
Maybe the government just made a mistake.
Maybe they did.
Pretty bad mistake.
Listen, my dad was a veteran in the First World War, and when they put him in camp, he swore that if they were going to treat him like the enemy, then he would act like one. He He ended up in Tule Lake and became a leader in the strikes and the riots. They sent him back to Japan, and now he's stuck there. My husband Ralph joined the army, and he won't come back because of my father. Why? My dad made a mistake. Why is it that Ralph has to punish himself for my father's mistake?
I don't know. Seems like you're the one he's punishing.
A lot of people got punished. Sometimes we get a hopeless feeling, but a hopeless feeling doesn't mean that there is no hope.
Are you saying there is?
There has to be.
Why?
Because we're still alive. Tell me, what are we supposed to do with our lives? What do you propose to do with your life? Drown yourself in bitterness? Is your life over? You're young and alive and supposedly smart. Why don't you act smart?
What am I supposed to do?
Anything. It doesn't matter what you do. This country made a mistake when they doubted you, but they let you go. Now, why can't you get it through your head? You're free now.
The way you say that, it seems to make sense, but I don't know how. I was in prison. Hell, you were in prison.
No, I wasn't.
You were in camp. You want to know something funny? It was warmer in prison than it was in camp.
It's over. Can't you let it be over? You know how to forgive. I know you do.
I don't. I can't.
You can. I know you can. You can.
That's the end of today's audiobook break. You've been listening to the Japanese American Civil Liberties Collection from LA Theater Works. It's one of the many excellent audio theater productions available at LA Theater Works. Visit latw.org for more information. Our music is All Our Yesterdays by Mark Niedvich. This has been Audiobook Break from Audiophile Magazine. Thanks for listening.